And starting off, taking a look at high school sports for you from last night. Lots of area volleyball in the Western Iowa Conference semifinals played in Manning last night. It was Trainer a 3-2 winner over Missouri Valley, and Tri-Center 3-0 over IKM Manning. So it sets up the championship between Tri-Center and Trainer coming up on Thursday night. In the Pride of Iowa Conference tournament, they had their semifinals, consolation, and championship last night. In the semis, it was Mount Air 2-0 over Central Decatur, and Southeast Warren was a 2-0 winner over Southwest Valley. In the consolation, Southwest Valley beat Central Decatur 2-0. And in the championship, it was Mount Air winning with a 3-0 sweep over Southeast Warren. So Mount Air, your champion there in the Pride of Iowa Conference. Also in the Hawkeye 10 Conference play last night, all regular season action, it was Harlan a 3-1 over Creston. Lewis Central a 3-0 sweep of Glenwood. There was a triangular that Atlantic competed in. It was Red Oak winning 3-0 over Atlantic and 3-0 over Shenandoah. And Shenandoah was a 3-0 sweep winner over Atlantic as well. St. Albert was a 3-0 sweep winner over Denison Schleswig last night. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Arweva 3-2 over Exira EHK. Boyer Valley beat Cam 3-2. Coon Rapids Baird a 2-0 sweep over ACGC, and Madrid 2-0 over Coon Rapids Baird. Also part of that triangular was ACGC over Madrid 3-0. In corner conference play, it was Essex a 3-0 winner over Fremont Mills, and Stanton was a 3-0 winner over Clorinda Academy. In Bluegrass conference play, it was Diagonal a 2-0 winner over Orient Maxburg. Seymour was a 2-0 winner over Orient Maxburg, and Murray swept 2-0 wins over Melcher Dallas and Mouton Odell. That was part of their Bluegrass Conference tournament. In other scores last night, it was Bondurant Farrar, a 3-0 sweep over ADM. Carroll 3-0 over Winterset. Earlham 3-0 over Panorama. East Sac County was a 2-1 winner over Newell Fonda. East Sac County also a 2-0 sweep of Sioux Central. OABCIG 3-2 over West Monona. And Sergeant Bluff Luton was a 3-1 winner over Bishop Heelan. That's a look at high school volleyball from last night. In cross-country news, the Iowa Association of Track Coaches released their latest cross-country team rankings yesterday, and this round of rankings helps determine the state qualifying cross-country assignments. In a Class 1A boys, Nottoway Valley is top-ranked, Tri-Center ranked 12th. In 2A girls, Shenandoah is ranked 13th. And in 3A girls, Bishop Heelan ranked 11th, Glenwood ranked 12th, and Denison Schleswig ranked 14th. Now, we mentioned those cross-country qualifying site assignments, and those now have been released as well. In Class 4A, area teams will be competing at Abraham Lincoln. It'll be Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, and Lewis Central all at that particular site. In Class 3A, Atlantic will be a host site, as Atlantic will be competing against Ballard, Bondurant Farrar, Boone, Carlisle, Creston, Denison Schleswig, Glenwood, Harlan, Kemper Catholic, Perry, and Winterset. In Class 2A, South Central Calhoun will be a host site. That's where Clarinda, Red Oak, and Shenandoah will all be competing, along with Southwest Iowa. And Unity Christian, also a host site. That's where Missouri Valley and Underwood will be competing there for their cross-country state qualifying meet. Also in 1A sites, Mount Air will be a host site. That's where AHSTW, Audubon, Bedford, Cam, Central Decatur, Clarinda Academy, East Mills, East Union, Exira EHK, Griswold, IKM Manning, Lennox, Mount Air, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, Panorama, Riverside, Southwest Valley, Stanton, Trainer, and Wayne and West Central Valley all will be competing at that site. And also Ridgeview, a host site. That's where ACGC and Boyer Valley will be competing, along with Logan Magnolia and St. Albert and Tri-Center all at that site, along with Woodbine as well. And that's a look at your sites for those cross-country qualifying meets. That, once again, those meets will be coming up here a little bit later on down the road, as they will be competing for the qualifying meets on October 19th. And then the top 15 individuals and the top three teams qualify from each site. That state meet set for October 28th. It's a Saturday in Fort Dodge. Also, the Iowa Association of Track Coaches releasing their latest individual cross-country rankings yesterday. In 3A girls, Reagan Anderson of Denison Schleswig is ranked 10th. Taylor McCready of Atlantic is ranked 20th. In 2A boys, Adam Thompson of Southwest Iowa ranked 15th. Jordan Hustak of Missouri Valley is 22nd. And Gage Gravy of Missouri Valley is 29th. In 2A girls, Carly Larson of Underwood is ranked 3rd. In 1A boys, Evan Wilson of Exira EHK is currently ranked 2nd. Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer is 4th. Bryson Wallace of Nottoway Valley is 6th. Tyler Braheny of Nottoway Valley is 10th. Noah Nelson of ACGC is 14th. Josh Bodler of Nottoway Valley 20th, Skylar Rawlings of Nottoway Valley is 27th, and Dalton Fisher of HSTW is 29th. In the 1A girls rankings, Jeanette Schraft of East Mills is ranked 2nd, Emma Lucas of Bedford 3rd, Kate Crawford of ACGC 4th, Ella Waddle of Panorama 6th, Peyton Pogge of Tri-Center 16th, and Taylor Spohr of Logan Magnolia currently ranked 20th. That's your individual cross-country rankings. Also yesterday, the latest Radio Iowa High School football poll was released. That was delayed a day due to some games still being finished up on Monday night. And in Class 4A, Dowling Catholic is top-ranked, followed by Iowa City West, West Des Moines Valley, Bettendorf, and Cedar Rapids Prairie. 3A, it's Cedar Rapids Xavier top-ranked, followed by Solon, Sergeant Bluff Luton, Dallas Center Grimes, and Pella. Harlan at number 6 this week. And 2A, Cascade is top-ranked, followed by Mount Vernon, Waukon, Boyden Hole Rock Valley, and Clear Lake. In Class 1A, West Lyon top-ranked, followed by Pella Christian, Van Meter, Iowa City Regina, and AHSTW at number 5. In Class A, it's Linville Sully, followed by West Sioux, Hudson, Algona Garrigan, and Wapsie Valley. Southwest Valley is ranked 7th, and St. Albert is ranked 8th. In 8-man, Don Bosco is top-ranked, Audubon ranked 2nd. Sydney comes in at number 4 here this week. Remsen St. Mary's is at the 3 spot, and Tripola is number 5. Stanton also moving into the poll at number 8 here this week as well. Also in college notes, Iowa says athletic director Gary Barta is taking an extended medical leave to fight prostate cancer. The school announced on Tuesday that Barta is set to undergo surgery for the disease, adding that he intends to return as soon as his health and recovery allow. The 54-year-old Barta has been Iowa's director since 2006. In 2016, Barta received a contract extension through 2021. Iowa Deputy Athletic Director Barbara Burke will serve as the department leader in Barta's absence. And Iowa State quarterback Kyle Kemp was named the Davey O'Brien National Quarterback of the Week, announced on Tuesday by the Davey O'Brien Foundation. Kemp was sensational in his first career start, leading Iowa State to one of its greatest victories in school history with a 38-31 win over number 3 Oklahoma in Norman. It was the first road win over a top 5 team in school history. A native of Massillon, Ohio, Kemp completed 18 of 24 passes for 343 yards and 3 touchdowns. He also completed a key 2-point conversion pass to Alan Lazard as well. He's the first Cyclone QB to win that weekly award. The baseball yesterday, Cubs and the Nationals were rained out, so they'll play that game here for you today. That's a check of the latest in sports. Sports brought to you here this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.